In 1933, Art Rooney Sr. took the money he won on a parlay of long shots at Saratoga and bought himself a professional football team. You could do that in those days. 76 years later, the team that he founded, the Pittsburgh Steelers, is playing for a record 6th Super Bowl title. And even if the Steelers manage to lose this Sunday to the Arizona Cardinals, the team will certainly continue to be a vital part of Pittsburgh. The Rooneys, who have managed to hold on to the team all this time, are royalty in the city. And joining me to discuss the relationship between team, family, and city is Bob Dvorak, columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who's in Tampa. Hiya.
Good afternoon, Robert.
Steelers aren't the only team closely identified with the city. The Green Bay Packers, owned by Green Bay citizens, come to mind. But Steeler fans seem to be especially obsessed with their team. Why is that?
Well, a lot of people think that the Steelers in Pittsburgh are like a religion, but that's absurd. It's way more important than that.
I see.
When the steel industry was booming and the city was a dirty, smelly place, they still loved their football. But when the mills shut down and the workers were dislocated and scattered all over the country, people kept their connection to Pittsburgh via the Steelers. It's an amazing phenomenon. It's worldwide. Actually, this year it's gone intergalactic because the commander of the International Space Station is from Pittsburgh, and he took a terrible towel up in outer space.
Yes, a terrible towel. Now, you have to describe the most visible symptoms of Steeler mania.
Right, and it goes back to 1975 when a broadcaster and writer, Myron Cope, wanted to have a playoff gimmick. And he suggested that fans bring a gold or a black towel from home. Since that time, it's become a symbol of the Steelers, but also sort of like a visual applause. It's the perfect blend of color and motion, and you'll see them everywhere. There was one at Barack Obama's inauguration, actually.
Now, the Rooneys have been pretty inventive in keeping the Steelers in the family since 1933. They merged briefly, actually, with the Philadelphia Eagles and then with the Chicago Cardinals at separate times during the Second World War. But this year saw yet another success by the Rooneys to block an outsider trying to acquire the team. Explain what happened.
Well, to keep the Steelers in the family, the shares of the Steelers were split among five brothers, and the NFL stipulates that they wanted a single owner with somebody with at least 30% stake in the team. So Dan and his son, Art Rooney II, actually ended up buying out two of the brothers and buying up shares from two others so that they would meet the NFL stipulations on ownership and who has control.
Now, a Super Bowl in Tampa for, say, an Arizona Cardinals fan, that just might be a trek from one end of the Sun Belt to the other, but a weekend winter trip from Pittsburgh to Florida sounds like it could draw more than a few Steelers fans this weekend.
Oh, listen, the snowbirds are descending. I think some sociologist who could study the migration patterns of this fan base would really have the makings of a good study. There are going to be a lot of people from Pittsburgh, and even if they don't have tickets, they'll come here just to be part of the experience to say, I was there when it happened.
Bob Dvorak, thanks for talking with us about it.
You're welcome.
That's columnist Bob Dvorak of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette speaking to us from Tampa, Florida, where, as you might have heard, the Steelers are playing in the Super Bowl against Arizona on Sunday.